local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5 on this Friday the 13th. Welcome to the show. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast in just a second. Right now, Kane's got traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery traffic center, wet roadways. We've got some fog downtown and now an accident on the Cochrane Bridge right off the Cochrane Causeway. So be careful. Officers are on the scene blocking the traffic now. But we do have wet roadways and fog heading into Daphne, Spanish Fork. Again, school buses traveling. Watch your speed. We're not letting Mobile weather rain out Elfapalooza. Instead, tonight, turning it into a Palooza Elf Crawl all over Loda. There'll be free crafts at the Mobile Arts Council for kids, free karaoke in the bandstand in Bienville, plus discounts and specials for everyone with their elf on. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers today with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dust bites, pet dander, and all sorts of things can trigger those allergies. As a homeowner and your neighbor, my friends at Air Specialty can help make your home an allergy-free safe haven. Visit air-specialty.com and get a $199 healthy home checkup analysis for free. That's right, free. This is a limited-time holiday special deal. So turn to the experts at Air Specialty and Carrier today. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com today.
Air Specialty.
707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Friday style. Glad to have you here, Sean Sullivan, along with Dalton Orwig, who's been busy unboxing.
Unboxing Shopkins.
Yeah. Unboxing the trophy.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
We're going to get a picture of this, but this trophy belongs to
AU Judge Jody,
the winner of our college pick'em series this year. So it is you said it's an inch and a half bigger than last year's trophy.
Yeah. You know,
it's like a goblet.
Yeah. And, you know, not that I bought this from Amazon, but I bought this
from Amazon.
And it said the first question asked was how many beers can it hold?
Yeah, it's a trophy and it's a drinking receptacle.
Yeah,
and exactly the same time.
It looks nice though. I'm gonna have to. I need to get some white gloves for the ceremony when we have Judge Jody come by, get his award, and then you know, I have to have my words ready because just like last year, I have to say, you know, next year I'm coming for you.
That's
it's
right.
Not gonna be your trophy again.
That is nice. That's like 14 karat plastic. It's really a nice item. Also in the world of sports, what are we gonna be talking
about? Well, Joe Burrow, the LSU quarterback, he's been winning some hardware, maybe a little nicer than this trophy, a little bit, but he's picking up all the awards. Last night he got three more awards, and the Heisman Trophy ceremony is tomorrow night.
All right. It's also good news for Alabama. As number one, the bicentennial celebration tomorrow in Montgomery with a parade and all associated fanciness going on. We'll talk about that. Plus, Alabama has the nation's fifth best Christmas spirit.
Huh.
So, who's got the spirit? Yes, we do. Whatever. Alabama, number five in that. We'll talk about that story coming up. Plus, Dr. Bill has a forecast. It'll make you smile for the weekend. It's all happening right here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A teenager is missing this morning, and he could be anywhere in the state as the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help to find 17-year-old Tyler Glenn Ashworth. He was last seen in Leeds on December 3rd. He may be in Coleman County, but authorities still want you to keep an eye out for him. Tyler's described as being 5 feet 5 inches tall, 120 pounds, with blue eyes and brown hair. If you have information on Tyler's whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact 205-884-6840 or simply 911. Mobile Rescue Fire has confirmed that a woman was injured from a gunshot wound very close to an elementary school in Midtown on Thursday. According to Mobile Police, a 22-year-old woman was shot in the shoulder near Baltimore Street and Gale Street, which is close to Craighead Elementary School. The female victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The initial call was made to Mobile Fire Rescue around 4:15 p.m. yesterday. There are no known suspects at this time. This investigation is still ongoing. 1 week ago, a pedestrian was hit while trying to cross the street. On Friday, just before 3 p.m., Mobile police responded to a pedestrian being hit at Claremont Street and Keenan Street. The unidentified victim was transported to the hospital for leg pain. Meantime, the driver of the vehicle told police that his view of the road was blocked by parked vehicles. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health says four people in Mobile County tested positive for acute hepatitis A. The virus is spread through contaminated food or water. Experts recommend getting vaccinated. A vote by the Alabama State School Board has eliminated Common Core as the state's math standard. The board voted 5-3 after a debate that led to some heated moments. Board member Stephanie Bell is worried that many on the board didn't get to see the final product before voting. Some of the changes include advanced courses and how students are taught to solve math problems. Ultimately, the board voted to approve the new standards. The changes will go into effect during the 2020-21 school year. The man accused of hitting and killing a woman and infant is expected to be sentenced today. Marquise Wallace was convicted of driving a car on Cervantes Street in Pensacola last year at about 90 miles per hour and hitting the two, then driving off. 7-month-old Nariah Baldwin and 28-year-old Nefertaria Williams were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Maybe I need to just give her the code Sullivan over at Omaha Steaks so she can, because we talk about this, that in the Sullivan house, we both give and receive Omaha Steaks, and it is a fantastic gift because the fit on Omaha Steaks is perfect for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, the size is perfect. And actually, there are a variety of sizes. You can go and get gigantic steaks from Omaha Steaks. But right now, let me tell you about this great gift package, the favorite gift package from Omaha Steaks. If you go to omahasteaks.com right now and enter my code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar. So when the website comes up, you'll see the search bar. Put Sullivan in there and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love. It's only $69.99. And with that, you know this fits. All these items fit perfectly. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and a cutting board. You get all the great food plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. So don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, you listening, mother-in-law? Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan in the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. So omahasteaks.com. When you're there, make sure you put my code Sullivan in the search bar. It's 7:15 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. By the way, the other show that I do, Midday Mobile.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, Midday Mobile. That's the sidecar show to this one. This one's the motorcycle. That's the sidecar show. Or maybe sideshow. Maybe it's just a sideshow. We'll be out at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry today. We'll be there starting, we'll probably start about 11:30. Show goes on at noon. And your chance to win a gift basket, including half-carat diamond stud earrings, 1 ounce of silver engravable round, sterling silver earring and bracelet set, plus gift baskets from Nature's Nuances and Tanner's Pecans. That's happening today from noon to 2. We'll do that drawing, plus Dewdrop hot dogs for lunch, and great deals as in... not only are there great deals, they're paying the tax for you today. I'll tell you more about that coming up. But that's happening today, noon to 2 at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Please come see us. 7:15 and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by your CBD store, West Mobile, and T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
As the semester ends on campus, the athletic calendar ramps back up with basketball this weekend. Tomorrow, Bruce Pearl's team is in Birmingham against St. Louis.
You know, the Mike Slive Invitational is something that's very important to me, very important to the SEC. We've done a pretty good job selling tickets. We've got a decent turnout so far. This week they sold 1,600 tickets. So they've done a nice job with their ticket sales, but there obviously are tickets available. So if we're going to leave the friendly confines of Auburn Arena and go to Birmingham, then we need to fill it. We just do. Otherwise, I'm going to stay here at home and play. And so I'm just encouraging all of our Auburn fans and our students when they go back on break. St. Louis is a very physical basketball team. They've only lost Seton Hall. That's going to be a step up in class.
Tip-off tomorrow against the Billikens, 3 p.m. We're on the air at 2:30 with a Bancorp South countdown to tip-off. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. The Auburn women are back in action at home Sunday. Coach Flo's in uncharted territory with so many first-year players filling important roles.
You teach it to them like, okay, are they really understanding it? They're kind of looking at me like they do, but then when we go out, they don't really do it. So it's a lot of work into it. It's a lot of film work. It's a lot of discussions. You know, it's a little bit more time on the floor. We definitely don't have in as much as we've had in the past, just because with four freshmen, you're not going very fast right now.
Sunday's game against Bethune-Cookman starts at 2 p.m. inside Auburn Arena. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T. Bachelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Your CBD store at West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you at your CBD store at West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greeley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers today with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. On the way, Dr. Bill Williams with the weekend weather scale. We'll say things are looking better for tomorrow and Sunday, at least on the sunshine front. It's looking good. So we'll get more from him coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll find out what's cooking this morning with Alec Naaman.
And talking with Jim Nagy, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, having a football Friday.
All right. Also, we'll check in with our buddy Larry Kirby from LCM. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings. Now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A big birthday bash for the state of Alabama is happening tomorrow as the state of Alabama turns 200 years old. According to the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, big name organizations and groups like Alabama Power, Regions, Airbus, Mercedes-Benz, and the Porch Creek Indians are among some of the names and groups and organizations who donated more than $3 million to the foundation, which was created to raise money for the Bicentennial celebration. The donations funded grants, exhibits, a bicentennial park at the state capitol, and other public aspects of the celebration, with some of the donations also paying for a closed-door event. At the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, that's where former Secretary of State Dr. Condoleezza Rice will be hosted as a special guest of honor, and American Idol winner Ruben Studdard, who is also an Alabama native, is scheduled to perform. The commission says that state and federal officials, including the governor, city and county leaders, and college and university presidents, will also be in attendance of that private event. Now, the public bicentennial celebrations this weekend, well, they include celebrations at the Alabama Capitol, including a parade, park dedication, concerts, educational events, and a light and sound show. Closer to home, Mobile police responded to a shots fired call yesterday just after the noon hour, and that's where they found a teenager wounded at Van Lee Circle. According to Mobile police, the 16-year-old was suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. He told police that he was walking down Stewart Road when he heard gunshots, but he says he continued to walk, but soon he felt a pain in his leg and noticed that he had been shot. He then ran to a family member's home on Van Lee Circle. The teenager was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to make a full recovery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Talk a little more about the bicentennial celebration going on tomorrow in Montgomery with the parade where they don't throw anything. Remember, I talked to Todd Stacey earlier this week. They have a parade, but they throw nothing from the floats. If there is a float in the bicentennial parade representing us in Southwest Alabama, please tell me that they got some throws on there. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Right now, I want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk inventory. And Larry, inventory under 10 grand, y'all got plenty of that as well.
Absolutely, we sure do, Sean. You know, we got a great selection between $3,000 to $10,000. We got trucks, we got cars, we got SUVs. All these vehicles have our 90-day warranty on them, and so they can feel safe driving them out. But we got, like I said, we got Z71 trucks. We got four Z71 trucks under $10,000.
And when a vehicle's priced like that, can you still get financing?
Absolutely. We get financing on all of them. No problem.
All right. And the old idea, I mean, I don't know how old it was, but I mean, the idea I always had in my head is you went and secured financing, and then you came, you know, to see you at LCM. But that's old thinking.
Absolutely. You know, we have so many different options. There's so many different lenders, you know, between credit unions and banks, finance companies, local lenders, and lenders throughout the Southeast, that we know how to, you know, to put the customer with the right lender to get the best deal.
All right, give people directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 725. Yeah, so tomorrow it is the bicentennial celebration. As I said, I think many times over this last year, isn't that cute? Because it's, you know, we're many, many years past our tricentennial celebration here in Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the state of Alabama is the younger brother of the city of Mobile.
That's right. So, but it's cute. We're happy for the young, yeah, the little 200-year-old state. And, you know, I've done a lot during this year talking to authors that write deep histories of the state of Alabama. And on my Locals Only Christmas list this year, I'm going to suggest some of those books as well. Even like Mike, most recently we talked with John Sledge.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And talk about the Gulf of Mexico and that history. But Mike Bunn's history of the state of the early history, the pre-antebellum, you know, the colonial frontier period for Alabama is really fascinating. And I mean, you could go back to the, you know, people think, okay, what do they remember from their No Alabama History book? I don't know if they use that one anymore. When I was a kid, it was KNOW, you know, No Alabama History book. But I mean, the Creek Indian Wars that went on here, and that pretty pivotal in the foundation of a young republic. But when Alabama was the frontier, think about it, we always think the frontier, we think going west and the wagon trains, but there was a period of time Alabama was the Wild West and frontier. A really fascinating history there, and I'll post those up. I'm going to start talking about that next week. My Locals Only Christmas list. Do this each year. These are items, gift items, and I know we have plenty of great services, but I try to keep it to a gift item. I would say maybe if there was a local service, you could get like a gift certificate to or something like that, because I'll suggest on the Christmas list each year getting somebody a trip with Captain Bobby Arriscado or Captain Charlie Gray or any of the other great captains around here. That's a great gift.
Right.
Let them experience the outdoors, maybe to go with Ben Raines up and look at the Delta. That's a great locals gift. But generally, I'm thinking about items, and it could be artwork, it could be food, it could be handcrafts, it could be, I think, like my friends at the Nutria Rodeo, their t-shirt company, all those local t-shirts, those kind of vibes. And once again, just like we do Alabamian of the Year, this is a process where you help me. I put this list together each year, but with your help, you suggest people that maybe I don't know about making great products that are focused on Alabama, or let's just say the Northern Gulf Coast. I'll let some Southeast Mississippi and some Northwest Florida in the mix, and the state of Alabama. And we do this each year, and we post it up there. Unique gifts. It gives you just an idea as you get close to Christmas, like what gift can I get that person that's very specific to where we live? And that's why I put out the Locals Only Christmas list. So if you've got an idea of something that might not be on the list, you can always drop us a line to the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106, or my email is Sean, I spell it the fast way, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many very creative people here in our area that they're just, you know, we've got so many artists around here that are able to make incredible things, and it's so local-centric is to where we are right here, but also, you know, we're industrious people, too. Got a lot of people. I know we've had fishing nets.
Yes. The custom cast nets are fantastic. That's on the list again this year. Whether it's a great, you know, you could, I mean, it could be everything from a Fairhope Brewing Company or Serta Brewing Company beer to a cast net to the Oldsmobile trivia book to the Nutria Rodeo t-shirts to a trip to Bellingrath to some of the there's so many great artists out there. There's great food scene. The local honeys have made it on the list a lot of times over the past, so we'll keep that going. So y'all drop us a line, and I'll start rolling that list out next week. And it's our Locals Only Christmas 2019. At the same time, do not be confused. We also have our Alabamian of the Year 2019 rolling on. And then tomorrow, bicentennial celebration in Montgomery with a parade that they're not throwing anything.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It's bad. All right. Dr. Bill joins us. I'll talk about the forecast for the weekend. And the weekend weather scale is on the way. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An officer from Ozark, Alabama, is in the hospital this morning after being shot. The officer was responding to a call at a home when shots were fired. Right now, that officer is at the Southeast Health Medical Center in Dothan. No word on what led up to that incident. The U.S. Naval Academy will honor three sailors killed in the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola last Friday during the Army-Navy football game Saturday. One of the victims, Joshua Watson, was a recent graduate of the Naval Academy. The midshipmen will wear ribbons on their lapels or memorial patches. dispatches from the Naval Aviation School's command in Pensacola. You can watch the Army-Navy game on WKRG at 2 o'clock Saturday. An Escambia County, Florida deputy shot in the line of duty earlier this week is out of the hospital. The deputy was shot on Wednesday while responding to a call on Limerick Lane in Pensacola. The suspected shooter, Daniel Hux, has been charged with attempted murder. Governor Kay Ivey announced $60,000 in grants will go towards teaching court officials about domestic violence. The money will help train employees about the causes and consequences. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Merry Christmas from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Stone Arms. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Stone Arms are teaming up to bring you a great deal during the Christmas season. Lock up your firearms in a safe from Mike Ward's and receive a 10% gift card off your next purchase at Stone Arms. Come to Mike Ward's today for the style of safe that fits your needs. Get superior service after the sale. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at Moffitt and I-65.
After the session stretched more than 14 hours, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler late last night abruptly paused his committee's debate on articles of impeachment until this morning. Democrat Ted Deutch is on the committee.
Of course we shouldn't rush it, so we decided to go home, take a break, and come back and actually have this vote today after everyone's had an opportunity to think about what they heard over the past 2 days.
Not so fast. China is saying about the Trump White House playing up a first step agreement on a trade deal.
Complicating the optimism is Foreign Minister Wang Yi upset with overwhelming votes in Congress in support of Hong Kong democracy protesters.
There's Bob Costantini. Officials have been devising ways to recover the bodies. Now New Zealand military specialists wearing protective gear have landed and now recovered 13 bodies of those who died in the volcanic eruption on White Island. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Prime Minister Boris Johnson swept to victory in the UK election, clearing the way to take the country out of the European Union by January 31st, removing some of the uncertainty that's hung over businesses and the economy for more than 3 years. European shares soared today and the pound surged to its highest level since mid-2018. NASA says Boeing's Starliner space capsule could make its maiden voyage as early as next week. The capsule passed a flight readiness review and, if the test goes well, would carry astronauts to the space station next year instead of buying seats on Russian Soyuz capsules. Google's Year in Search 2019 announcement lists the trending terms and searches which had the highest increases this year. In the U.S., some of the biggest were the Disney Plus streaming service, Avengers Endgame, and the iPhone 11. The Dow ended with a 220-point gain, and the S&P was up 30 points to set a new record, and so did the NASDAQ, up 63. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35, FM Talk 106.5. We'll get straight to Dr. Bill, but I did get a call here talking about what representation Southwest Alabama was going to have in the Bicentennial Parade rolling in Montgomery tomorrow. Got a call, the Battleship Float, which is very cool. We saw that during the Veterans Day Parade. Battleship Float is in the parade, but I just got word here. The crewmates will be on it and everything, but No throws.
No throws. Not a parade, then.
We should educate them. Yeah, the rest of the state, they depend on us for the sales tax and lodging revenue from down here. Maybe they should take some clues on how to conduct a parade. Just an idea, Governor Iman.
You know, if they take some moon pies up there, will they throw them? Will they move the battleship off the parade route?
Will the people go, oh, they're throwing things at us? I don't know. All right, let's check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Rainy night last night and clouds still hanging around this morning. What's Friday hold for us?
Well, we still have some scattered showers, particularly over northern Mobile County and to the north of the city, and also some showers out over the Gulf of Mexico. There's a kind of a weak low-pressure area that is just over the northern Gulf. That eventually is going to become a big storm on the East Coast. It's going to track across the Florida Panhandle and Georgia, and then should intensify over the Carolinas. But as for our area today, we can look for some scattered showers, mostly light rain, and temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Now tonight, still a few showers around in the evening. It'll be mostly cloudy. We will cool into the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, it'll become mostly sunny. Hopefully that will occur by mid-morning. And it's going to be a mild day tomorrow, about 68 degrees. And it looks good for Sunday also, mostly sunny and a little bit warmer, about 72 degrees. Now, after that, we've got some more rain in the forecast, and that is going to be Monday and Monday night into early Tuesday. On Monday, we'll start out with partly cloudy skies. We're going to warm into the upper 70s, and then some scattered showers in the afternoon, and the coverage of rain will increase Monday night. Then on Tuesday, look for some showers in the morning. Then it should start to clear off in the afternoon, and it's going to turn cooler on Tuesday, a high of only 62 degrees. And then it looks like Tuesday night will be down into the mid-30s. And we can even look to a freeze for Wednesday night, so around 32 degrees. So we've got some cold weather coming in the middle part of next week.
All right. But in the short term, pretty good news for tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, it really looks good. I mean, mostly sunny skies for tomorrow and particularly tomorrow afternoon. And then plenty of sunshine on Sunday, and looks like mild temperatures for the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bell, that's also good news for the Bicentennial Parade up in Montgomery. So with all that being said, big weekend ahead. It's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say, Dr. Bill?
Well, we've got a lot of sunshine and some nice pleasant temperatures for the weekend, but there's still a chance of some clouds tomorrow morning before it finally clears off. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8820.
Now, that's not too shabby, Dr. Bill. You were sandbagging.
That's really good for this time of the year.
You were sandbagging, acting like, oh, there'll be some clouds for this. A fantastic weekend weather scale. So that's good. It sets us off for a great December weekend and a little preview of next week. Can we go ahead and do that? Tell folks what's hitting stores next week?
Well, we are going to have the new almanac. The Mobile Weather Marine Almanac will be coming out next week, and hopefully by about Wednesday, they will be available in a number of stores in the Mobile area. So this will be the 2020 edition, and it also represents the 30th almanac that we have put out.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll talk more about that next week and check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 51 now at our studios. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up. Also, Dalton's got sports.
Yeah, Joe Burrow winning all the hard work.
Everything. Everything goes Burrow. We'll talk about that. Kelly's got headlines. And Alec Naiman joins us for What's Cooking? It's all straight ahead.
Hey, folks. Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. Recently, the Mobile Sports Authority reported another successful year by attracting and hosting a record 40 sports events, which generated an estimated $22.3 million of economic impact to the Mobile area. And the future looks great, too. For more info, visit MobileSportsAuthority.com. Go all out. We do.
From the Pits and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, officers working accident southbound 65 ramp to I-10 eastbound, also southbound 65 ramp to Government, and northbound 65 at Government. The Cochran Bridge also got an accident on the causeway with injuries. I-10 eastbound past the Mississippi State line, the right lane's blocked, and I-10 eastbound at the 1 mile marker, the left lane's blocked. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at pitsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20, lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You know, maybe that's a good gift, too. Get a watch you give it to. But you give him a gift certificate for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Hey, that's my buddy Trey. He does great work. He's been doing it for 11 years now. Mobile, Baldwin County's getting junk out of houses, commercial properties, storage units. Anywhere you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Looking to clean out a house to get it on the market. Maybe a backyard so you can, you know, if you have your youngest child's in their 30s and you still have the swing set and the playhouse, maybe it's time to let that go. Trey and the crew can handle that as well. They show up. They give you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. Set that appointment over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 742, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The aftermath of last Friday's mass shooting at NAS Pensacola has now resulted in the Department of Defense announcing that new students will not enter this country until the department expands its role in the screening process and begins additional reviews. Right now, the majority of the screening is handled by the Departments of State and Homeland Security, as well as the host nation. The new screening guidelines should be in place in the next few days. The Deputy Defense Secretary has ordered a 10-day review of the vetting process that happened earlier this week. According to federal authorities, 21-year-old Saudi Air Force Second Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani killed 3 U.S. sailors and injured 8 other people last Friday. About a dozen Saudi students who are acquaintances of the shooter are currently confined to the base. The Pentagon has suspended flight and other operational training for all Saudi Arabian students in U.S. military programs. The DOD says that once the enhanced screening is completed, it will impact all international students. Big news for Clark County this morning, as we now know they have been awarded a $1.6 million grant by the U.S. Commerce Department's Economic Development Administration. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross made the announcement. The money will go toward infrastructure improvements at North Clark Industrial Park and then will be matched with $1.1 million in local funds. The improvements will aid a new lumber mill operation expected to create 125 jobs and generate some $188 million in investments. Governor Kay Ivey says, quote, adding 125 jobs in rural Alabama will transform not only the community, but the entire region. The project was made possible by the regional planning involving the Alabama Tom Bigbee Regional Commission. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will visit Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency in Mobile today at lionfrycadden.com.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health says four people in Mobile County tested positive for acute hepatitis A. The virus is spread through contaminated food or water. Experts recommend getting vaccinated. A vote by the Alabama State School Board has eliminated Common Core as the state's math standard. The board voted 5-3 after a debate that led to some heated moments. Board member Stephanie Bell is worried that many on the board didn't get to see the final product before voting. Some of the changes include advanced courses and how students are taught to solve math problems. Ultimately, the board voted to approve the new standards. The changes will go into effect during the 2020-21 school year. The man accused of hitting and killing a woman and infant is expected to be sentenced today. Marquise Wallace was convicted of driving a car on Cervantes Street in Pensacola last year at about 90 miles per hour and hitting the two, then driving off. 7-month-old Nariah Baldwin and 28-year-old Nefertaria Williams were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Dust bites, pet dander, and all sorts of things can trigger those allergies. As a homeowner and your neighbor, my friends at Air Specialty can help make your home an allergy-free safe haven. Visit air-specialty.com and get a $199 healthy home checkup analysis for free. That's right, free. This is a limited-time holiday special deal, so turn to the experts at Air Specialty and Carrier today. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com today.
Air Specialty.
Good morning. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Associated Press named LSU quarterback Joe Burrow the 2019 AP College Football Player of the Year, making him the first LSU player to win that award in the 21 years that it's been in existence. And it was a landslide for the leader of the top-ranked team. Burrow received 51 of 54 first-place votes from AP Top 25 poll voters. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young finished second with 3 first-place votes, and Buckeyes quarterback Justin Fields was third. Jalen Hurts, quarterback at Oklahoma, He finished fourth in this voting. And those four are the finalists for the Heisman Trophy. That'll be handed out tomorrow in New York. Well, that wasn't the only hardware that Burrow left with last night. He won the Maxwell Award, which is given to the NCAA's Player of the Year, and he also won the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Year Award. Some of the other awards handed out yesterday: defensive end Chase Young won the Chuck Bednarik Award, given to the top defensive player. LSU's Jamar Chase won the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver. Wisconsin's Jonathan Taylor won the Doak Walker Award as the top running back. Second year in a row that Taylor's won that award. He joins Texas's Ricky Williams and Arkansas's Darren McFadden as two-time winners. Oregon offensive tackle Penei Sewell won the Outland Trophy as the best interior lineman. LSU safety Grant Delpit won the Thorpe Award as the best defensive back. Georgia's Rodrigo Blankenship won the Groza Award for top kicker. Kentucky's Max Duffy won the Ray Guy Award as the top punter. And, of course, LSU's Ed Orgeron won the Home Depot Coach of the Year Award. In the NFL last night, the Baltimore Ravens clinched the AFC North with a 42-21 win over the New York Jets. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing mark for a quarterback of 1,039 yards in the first quarter. Jackson finished the night with 86 yards rushing, pushing that record to 1,103 yards. He also threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes, further making his case for NFL MVP. Here's his 4th touchdown pass of the night, a 33-yarder to Seth Roberts.
Second down and 20 now. The pass to the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Baltimore, Seth Roberts.
That's Joe Buck on Fox on the call. With a win next week in Cleveland, the 11-2 Ravens could clinch the top playoff seed in the AFC. In other NFL news, the Justice Department announced Thursday that 10 former NFL players were charged in a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud the league's healthcare benefit program by submitting false claims for medical equipment. The players were charged in 2 separate indictments filed in federal court in Kentucky, accusing them of conspiracy, wire fraud, and healthcare fraud. Prosecutors allege they submitted nearly $4 million in phony claims. A few of the players here have some local ties. Robert McCune of LaFleur High School, Etrick Pruitt of Theodore, and Carlos Rogers, who was an All-American at Auburn, they were all charged. Other former players charged include John Eubanks, Tamarick Vanover, Ciandris Brown, James Butler, Fred Bennett, Carell Buckhalter, and Clinton Portis. That's a big name. The Justice Department has also filed court papers, noting that they plan to file charges against 2 other players, Joe Horn, 4-time Pro Bowl wide receiver for New Orleans, and Donald Rashay Caldwell. In golf, the Americans fought back on day two of the President's Cup in Melbourne, Australia, but weren't able to eat into the international team's lead with 2 days left to play. The international team won two of the alternate shot matches, so did Team USA. They halved the fifth match. Later today, there will be four matches of best ball and alternate shot before all 12 players compete in singles on the final day. Right now, Team USA 3 points behind the international team. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road. And coming up, top of the hour, we'll talk with the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, Jim Nagy, for Football Friday.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Old Pascagoula in Cane Lane. They've got an accident. They're moving out of roadway. Also, still got an accident. Southbound 65 ramp to I-10 eastbound. Wreckers are on the scene. Southbound 65 ramp to Government and northbound 65 at Government. And again, on the Concord Causeway, all those accidents with injuries. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the details at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers today with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Right, 752, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll find out what's cooking with Alec Naiman. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Suicide prevention is needed more and more across our nation. And according to healthcare providers, it's why this new source of help is being received with open arms. And your comments and feedback can make it even better. The Federal Communications Commission has started the process of designating a 3-digit suicide prevention number for those seeking mental health help. The number is 988, and it would be instituted nationwide. It's very similar to 911. Calls to the number would then be directed to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which has a network of 163 crisis centers. Right now, the Lifeline is available by calling 1-800-273-TALK and through online chats. Last year, the agency trained Lifeline counselors, and they answered more than 2.2 million calls and over 100,000 online chats. That's according to the FCC. So this proposal comes as statistics show suicide has increased in 49 of the 50 states in the period of 1999 to 2016, with an increase of greater than 20% in more than half those states. Here are the suicide prevention resources available in Alabama. The Alabama Suicide Prevention and Resource Coalition at phone number 205-323-7777. And of course, here locally, we have Lifeline's Family Counseling Center of Mobile. You can call 251-431-5111 or toll free 1-800-293-1117. Scary moments for a local jogger as Mobile police say that he was jogging at Tricentennial Park Sunday, December the 8th at approximately 2:45 a.m. The victim stated that after jogging in the park, he returned to his vehicle where he was approached by an unknown male armed with a gun, and that male demanded his property. The victim says that when he drove away, the subject fired multiple shots at his vehicle. If you have information about this case, you're encouraged to call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's a Friday, and we check in with Alec Naiman and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. I was looking at your recipe this week. I just asked you during the news break there. It's brown and wild rice with walnuts and cranberries. Is that a stuffing, a side, a salad? What is this?
It can be your side dish. Certainly, you can use it as a stuffing if you like that kind of stuff. So it's just a great little side dish, kind of a holiday deal, you know?
Okay. Tell folks how we cook this.
Well, okay. Hey, you listen. You know how to cook rice-a-roni?
I do.
All right, well, listen, I get out the skillet, you know, I put a little tad of oil in it, and then I saute down some little shallots and some garlic, you know, until it's kind of softened a little bit. Then I go and I add the little brown rice and the wild rice, and I kind of cook it up like you do rice-a-roni, you know, just let it brown off and crisp up a little bit. Then when I get the little rice particles all together, you can add your vegetable stock, or you can use a chicken stock if you like that flavor. A little salt, and I put a little tad of red pepper in it, give it a little bite, you know. And then I let it boil, you know, for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. It takes a little longer to cook wild rice than it does to cook white rice, you know. So, anyhow, when it's all said and done, and it's just about ready, I toss in some fresh cranberries, and I let them cook until the rice mixture is all tender, you know, but not chewy. It takes about 7 to 10 minutes to get those cranberries kind of soft and tender. And then I add parsley and walnuts and a little orange zest, and toss it around a little bit, and there you go. That's how you make my brown and wild rice with walnuts and cranberries.
Wow. Sounds fantastic, and it will be the fanciest side on our dinner table this holiday season for sure. Even better, though, would be for us to come pick up one of those y'all make and we bake recipes from Naiman's Catering.
Man, you know what? Listen, if you go out in your backyard and get me some duck, I'll cook you some duck, too, okay?
Deal. I'll bring you the duck, and then you get me the sides.
That sounds great, man. I can do that. Hey, you know, listen, we got turkeys, of course, and we got spiral sliced hams, and we glaze the hams ready for your oven. All you got to do is bake it off. We have the turkeys fried, roasted, or smoked. Got all the sides. I got your cornbread dressing, your mac and cheese, your wild rice casseroles like I just described, and all that kind of stuff. We even got gumbo and crab soup and crawfish etouffee, all that kind of stuff. People like prime ribs, beef tenderloins. I even have a New York strip loin in the beef line. And, of course, I can make you any of my pork loins, my stuffed pork loins, my crown pork loins, whatever. So we can get you all fixed up for Christmas and everything. You just call us in advance. Don't call me the day of Christmas or the day before. Give me a couple of days.
Okay.
But we can make it up, and you can bake it up and all that kind of stuff. So call me, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namiscatering.com. Look at our menus. Pull it down and then look at and find a holiday menu. We got everything on that holiday menu. And you better call me, though, okay? Because I'm going to run out of them gobblers, okay?
Okay, that's a deal. Alec, as always, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, y'all have a great weekend, and certainly Merry Christmas to everybody, and God bless you.
Well said. Merry Christmas to y'all as well, and we'll talk to you about more times here before we get our Christmas table set. Alec Naiman of What's Cooking, we do it on Fridays. We also do football on Fridays, and Football Friday is next.